Let's hear the great Harry Whittier. This is a great man, a great professor, a rebel. He's an American who used to watch the Nazis walking around in 50s America. They took over the academia, the Project Paperclip scientist. And so he left and went up to Nova Scotia and a great life there. So let's just hear this. This is 2010. Okay. And let's just play just a little bit of this. I want you to hear his personality. This is the guy who promoted the book that he would analyze it in class. And then he would analyze the Bible. And then he would analyze Plato. And then he'd do him a novel. And he had always the same Alan Watts-inspired take on it. But listen to this.
Okay, this is not a session with Ion. And it's with Harry Whittier and Greg Skinner and myself. And it's being recorded on May 30th, copyright 2010. New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 3:01 p.m. Hawaii time, which is 10 p.m. in Nova Scotia, where Harry is.
Right.
So Harry, my opening statement was that in the novel, Harry Whittier is a great professor at Dalhousie University that I used to sit on in his classes in the 70s and 80s. I even got one of them on tape. And Harry was the only teacher who could say the same thing every day
and never get bored.
Never get bored. The point, whatever book it was or any movie, the same message was there. And then everyone, from the Bible to Shakespeare to Lawrence Durrell, Alexander Quartet, and I was pretty much telling him about my talking with nonphysical that's everywhere, called Ion, and that there was a character in the Alexandria Quartet that Harry used to teach in the 80s, in the 70s, and by Lawrence Durrell, there was a character based on Carlos Suarez, a friend of Jack Sarfati. So that was a particular reminder, because I never read the Alexander Quartet other than the passages you covered in class, which I
asked
students, so I didn't have to read anything, but I would just listen to whatever you're talking about. I was looking for the same message being repeated. I was monitoring how much the same message was repeated out of one man's mouth.
How many characters could you see?
And so I learned a bit about the novel that way, and that's all fine and dandy. So here we are. The main question for Harry.
Yeah.
Have you read Inherent Vice?
I haven't been able to find a copy of it yet, but I would.
I'm going to stop it and mute. I think there's some stupid noises happening. Mute.
All participants are now muted.
If he's read Inherent Vice, which is the Thomas Pynchon book about L.A. after Manson and the beginning of the Internet.
Regret to say.
Well, you could get a bookstore to order it, right?
Yeah, I will.
But you don't
do that.
You don't order.
No. Not if I can avoid it.
Yeah, right. So,
but
I guess Pynchon is so off the mainstream markets in Nova Scotia, they wouldn't have it on there. You'd have to order it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I haven't been able to get it, but I'm on the trail, you know.
Okay, so what is you found Against the Day?
Yes.
Totally different from his earlier styles.
Yes.
Yeah, now, I'll tell you what, talking about Pynchon with Ion, I haven't talked to Pynchon because he isn't dead yet. I will talk to you. If anything transitions, I've talked to many people. As a matter of fact, through Ion, we talked to McLuhan a good amount, and I got Mary McLuhan to have a session with Ion, and she got to talk to Marshall, her father, and Corinne, her mother.
Oh, that's great.
She was so impressed that she's willing to put her name on a public, you know, an advertised session with McLuhan.
My God, that's
right.
Marvelous, Bob.
So I talked to everybody, but Pynchon, what is interesting is that Ion told me that Gravity's Rainbow was based on a manuscript that Pynchon got when he was probably working at the Boeing, Lockheed, those aircraft places out in Seattle.
Yeah, on the West Coast, yeah.
Right, in the late 50s, early 60s. And the guy gave him a manuscript because this guy was part of Nazi Germany, knew the history and what went on in Nazi culture, that is referred to in Gravity's Rainbow, like the use of mediums and other wacky stuff and looking at extraterrestrial travel, all these little things hinted at in Gravity's Rainbow. That all was based on stuff that the Germans and Nazis were looking into, and he gave this manuscript to Pynchon, probably, I don't know why he picked Pynchon, but I can just see that he's a guy working in the aircraft industry, this German guy, and he'd be impressed with this young man's knowledge of physics and spiritualism and all the different things Pynchon was interested in.
Yeah.
And then say, hey, you're a good writer. You can spruce up this book a bit. What I am. So Gravity's Rainbow apparently is based on a manuscript given by this guy, giving these secrets. And when it came out in 73, this guy was murdered. The military people in the Pentagon who didn't want this stuff out, they knew it. So then they go on. That's, and then Ion says, that's why you will notice. Now, I didn't know this. I mean, I would not have thought of this. But he said, that's why you'll notice that the later books are such a different style from Gravity's Rainbow. Because they're written more by Pynchon and not this other guy's stuff.
Yeah, right, right.
And that was
a big, very interesting, Bob, yeah.
Yeah, because in 1990 when Vineland came out, it's been 17 years since the book came out, and many people were hoping for another hit of the Gravity Rainbow style, and they were disappointed with it.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's a good book on its own terms, you know, if you get into it.
But it is all
Pynchon. Yes. So Ion said there will be two books influenced by this manuscript. Gravity's Rainbow, and I didn't know, and I have not read Against the Day, but I know what it's about. It's about that period before Gravity's Rainbow, late 19th century, early
19th
century.
Yeah, it is.
And it gets into science, and I can just tell by reading the summary of Pynchon's style, because I read a lot of his books.
Yeah.
I knew this was the period that Ion said was the precursor to what the Nazis got. See, the reason Einstein was able to figure out his stuff is that he worked in the patent office in Basel, I think it was, or Zurich, and he would see these incredible patent things being patented. And his theory of whatever, special relativity, general relativity, and that kind of talk came in 1905, was due to his reading this whacked out stuff that was actually based on technology. Again today, but I bet you gets into the science psychic overlay stuff, right?
Oh, it sure does. Yeah.
And so I said, I know Against the Day is about that period, so would that be the other book? The other thing Pynchon did? And he said, yes. And you were telling me that Against the Day is very different.
Yeah, it is.
Well, this could be the reason.
Sure. Yeah, it clearly is the reason. Well, I mean, there are other possibilities, but this looks like the best one.
Very good, because you were you were intrigued. You told me a year ago you were intrigued by the change in style.
Yeah, yeah, it's really quite different. You wouldn't recognize it as being the same man writing it as the earlier stuff, you know.
And it's different from Gravity's Rainbow, though it might be similar in complexity.
Yeah, in complexity, the complexity is there, all right, but it's an entirely different perspective on what complexity is.
Okay, well, I'm just going on what Ion said, that there were two of his books that were influenced by this German guy.
Yeah, well, maybe the second one is this.
Pynchon working with the same material. It's a mixture of the German and him, more so or different than Gravity's Rainbow was a mixture. But they're both the same inspiration.
Yes, that's right. That would be a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Because there's a good deal of involvement with the German scene in Seize the Day, too. Against the Day,
it's the same background, because it's popular culture. There's a few books on how the Nazis were interested in the occult and all that, but Einstein has laid out that they had 11 particular mediums that they used, and these people were forced to do it for the Nazis.
Jesus.
And only one, several of them were followed or killed as the Nazis shut down.
Yeah.
And there was one main one named Rachel. Rachel came through, or the medium, the vehicle was Rachel. I can't remember. I've done so many hours of the island, I can't remember everything that I've got, and I haven't repeated it all. But it's a very interesting, detailed story. And they learned a lot about technologies, and that's the secret part of Project Paperclip, that Von Braun and these guys, they began to understand about parallel worlding and other aspects of reality, and they put it into their physics, and it's embedded in there, at least those guys that know this stuff. And it came from the inspiration of the mediums they had in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, yes, fascinating.
Yeah, I always remember when reading Gravity's Rainbow, which I in 1975 during the Canadian Postal Strike. We were coming in.
Yeah.
And it took 6 weeks. I remember sitting there reading it, you know, just near where you were teaching it, on Seymour Street. And I remember coming because I had done mediums up to that point, like Cosmic Warrants and that. And I'm reading this part. And I said, wait, what's this part? This really stood out because this was odd that a writer, a humanist, would be writing that kind of stuff in the military context. And I've always remembered that section. And then it became very significant talking to Ion about it.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Gee, that's a real insight. I'm just trying to catch up with you.
Yeah, I do that. I call you every year and ram the new vistas down your throat or eyes.
That's right.
As you reel about the room trying to see where we are.